The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Canada has nearly no military to speak of, and we're okay with that, even though we have the second largest landmass of any country on the planet to protect. We're everybody's peaceful, polite pal, so what's to worry? What we do fear is encroachment from an insidious enemy so bent on the destruction of our way of life and so void of morals or common decency that it targets the very poorest among us. I'm talking, of course, about foreign musicians. Last week's Vancouver Sun newspaper did a bar graph comparative of the average wages for a cross-section of occupations. The lowest rung on the ladder was $13,500 per year, the average income of a Canadian musician. So, in the guise of leveling the field for this impoverished sector, the feds quietly passed new regulations at the end of July, aimed at fending off those money-grubbing foreign artists who are taking away Canadian jobs. Here's the new deal. If your venue makes its primary business from anything other than music, say a bar or a pub or a restaurant, you'll have to pay $275 for each foreign head that not only takes your stage, but does sound, loads the equipment, or looks after the guitars, in addition to the $150 work permit and whatever you're paying them for the gig. Spencer Brown, booker for Calgary's Palomino Smokehouse, told the National Post, "There's no way to start already $1,700 in the hole for the average band. It's impossible. They are targeting the little guy. They are targeting small venues. They are targeting small business." To pour salt on the wound, Sir Elton, for instance, can play the Saddle Dome down the street tax-free. The negative impact ripples throughout the industry. Local music festivals routinely make it practical for international acts to perform in town by allowing them to bolster their one-off festival gig with some smaller shows at the local watering holes, for instance. That's not likely to happen anymore, and that's going to make life even more difficult for struggling cultural events. And who are we protecting our own talent from? The opportunity to be inspired by music that has sprung up outside of our borders, or the reality of having to compete in a global market? Any touring Canadian will tell you, you can only crisscross this land so many times before looking elsewhere to make a buck. It's just as stupid as Canadian content regulations on radio. You can't erect walls around a global industry without starving it to death. This is Radio Without Borders or Boundaries, and my name is Cal Cote. Here's a brand new tune from British Afro-Brazilian band Delata, with Sao Paulo's Luisa Meida helping out on Um Amor a Mais, A Love the Most, on World Beat Canada Radio.
Oh, precious innocence stolen from the children. They need food and love, not guns and ammunition. Saw a broken heart, I tried to be kind. Said I would start to hate. Said love is what you're made of. This child soldier forced to spill the blood of his brothers and sisters, of the ones he loved. What he once knew as family and home had been turned to blood, brick and bone.
I lay down by a river of tears, and I had mine of wondering for how long shall they drink blood for wine. I lay down by a river of tears, and I
crossfire, children playing nearby. Out in the streets, heard the shots, heard them cry. Scatter everywhere, no time to ask why. Some say hell is far, I saw it on that day. Someone else's war, the millions occupied for. By the foolishness of the very few, innocent shot down, many children die. Shattered hopes and dreams, blood runs in the streams.
I lay down by a river of tears, and I had mine of wondering for how long
shall they drink blood for wine.
I lay down by a river of tears, and I had mine.
African world beat outfit called Pangea. That is Chris Berry, who has become an Imbira innovator. His new album is called King of Me, and that was the other ones. Delata, before that, a British Afro-Brazilian band with help from São Paulo's Luisa Mehta on vocals, Uma Moremes. This is Tarun Nair, who celebrated a birthday last week. Happy birthday, Tarun. He is from Delhi to Dublin, and he has put out a solo project, collected works from over 10 years of his travels. The album's 20 Degrees of Beatitude. This one's Turkish Spice.
Thank you.
September 20th, Proliferation performs Canadian compositions that incorporate improvisation as an essential component on its cross-cultural instrumentation of erhu, voice, clarinet, bass, and drums. They'll be performing a special recital at 11:30 a.m. at Capilano University. More details at Lantung's website. With America in his heart and his roots in the sun and olive trees of the Mediterranean Sea, Beppe Gambetta naturally and seamlessly bridges the shores of the two continents, creating a musical fusion of American roots music and Ligurian tradition. Beppe has just released a new CD, The American Album, a tribute to the great American roots with a different vision. See him September 27th at the St. James Hall. Thereafter are a richly percussive wind, string, and guitar picking sweet vocal harmony and kick-ass instrumental band. Thereafter hit the ground running with their first album together. See them at the St. James Hall on September 28th. And Capilano University's North Shore Credit Union Center for the Performing Arts is pleased to announce its 2013-14 Cap Jazz Series. Marquee artists this season include Pat Metheny Unity Group in a special presentation at the Vogue Theatre in Vancouver, and Regina Carter returning to the campus stage with her new Southern Cover project. Brazilian bossa novas and sambas are highlighted by the Brooklyn-based Brazilian native Vinicius Cantuaria, who will open the series at the NSCU Center on October 4th with his quartet. The Bad Plus and the Kenny Werner Trio will both be featured at the NSCU Center. European artists are represented in the series by Portuguese fado sensation Antonio Zambujo and Paris-based Brazilian artist Marcio Furacao and jazzy folk ensemble Paris Combo. Gordon Gurdina's Haram is next from Her Eyes Illuminate on World Beat Canada Radio.
wild
world.
This is the untamed
and unconventional side of global music. This is World Beat Canada.
Por ahí me da lo mismo frenar.
if you're looking for more bang for your musical buck, you can do no better than the Mammoth 21 track Presente from Bao Fondo Tango Club, their third album, that was Circular. And before that, Haram from Gordon Gradina, a Vancouver artist and oud player. That was Enshakat Al-Hawa on World Beat Canada Radio. Time for your Touch of the Familiar. And here's a Beatles tune from Sgt. Pepper's, as interpreted by the Mighty Diamonds from the Easy Star All-Stars, who were just in Vancouver recently. Their album is called Easy Star's Lonely Hearts Dub Band. It's getting better all the time.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
No one can complain.
The teacher who taught me weren't cool.
No one can complain.
Holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with the room. Got to admit, it's getting better, getting better all the time. Got to admit, it's getting better.
Carnival.
of Beatles rubbing off on both those acts. That is Japanese duo Love Psychedelico and Fantastic World. Before that, Easy Star All-Stars from their Easy Stars Lonely Hearts Dub Band album, and Getting Better with the Mighty Diamonds. It's definitely getting good. The next half hour of World Beat Canada Radio is straight ahead. My name's Cal Coat. It's great to have you here.
Oh, the good one,
That's brand new music to the program from Eat Your Guru, a.k.a. Andy Dereau, a sound designer who has put together a couple of really neat albums using electronics and things like the hung percussion. And that album is Awakening the Lovelies. What we heard is Just Add Meat. Sounds like dinner last night. Here is Nortec Collective and Almeida on World Beat Canada Radio. wooden tubas and cheeky accordions and electronics. Sounds like Tijuana today, Nortec Collective and Almeida. More bits and pieces, flotsam and jetsam yet to come from Germany next with Stereo Total, some Parisian cafe goofiness and punk rock as World Beat Canada continues.
De toute la route de France, d'Europe.
Celle que je préfère, c'est celle qui conduit.
En auto ou en autostop.
Vers les rivages du Midi.
National 7.
Il faut la prendre près de la Garonne à 7. Que l'on soit 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ou 7. C'est une route qui fait recette. Pour tes vacances, qui traverse la Bourgogne et la Provence, qui fait Paris un petit faubourg Valence et la banlieue de Saint-Paul-de-Vence. Le ciel d'été, remplir au cœur de sa lucidité, chasser ses bras et les hostilités. Tu prends le alors et continuer. Tout excité, on chante en fête. Les oliviers sont bleus, ma petite Lisette. L'amour et la joyeux qui fait risette. On est heureux, National 7. National 7. Il faut la prendre près de la Garonne à 7. Que l'on soit 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ou 7. C'est une route qui fait recette. Pour tes vacances, qui traverse la plus belle partie de la France, qui fait Paris un petit faubourg Valence et la banlieue de Saint-Paul-de-Vence. Le ciel d'été, remplis mon cœur de sa lucidité, chasse les erreurs et les hostilités. Tu prends malheur et profité, tout excité, on chante en fête. Les oliviers sont bleus, ma petite Lisette. L'amour et la joyeux qui fait risette. On est heureux, National 7. Le ciel d'été, remplis mon cœur de sa lucidité, chasse les erreurs et les hostilités. Tu prends malheur et quantité. Tout excité, on chante en fête. Les oliviers sont bleus, ma petite Lisette. L'amour et la joyeux qui fait risette. On est heureux, National 7.
On est heureux, National 7. On est heureux, National 7. On est heureux, National 7. On est heureux, National 7.
On est heureux, National 7. On est heureux, National 7.
That is Layla Layla, the second album from three Beirut DJs, Ralph, Ellie, and Guy. That's REG Project on World B Canada Radio Stereo Total, before that with National 7. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast is Celt in a Twist, for an hour of contemporary Celtic music blended with electronics, grains, and chicory, and all kinds of stuff. Patricia Fraser is your lovely host. A big shout out to our unofficial archivists down south. That's Stephen Conroy in Florida. Thanks, Stephen, for your patience as we get our iTunes podcast back in action after losing our server. That'll be up again in a week's time and under our own control at our homepage, so hang on to that RSS feed. Our new laneway home is coming along very rapidly. Check out the latest progress at ladywholivesdownthelane.com. It's back to Berlin for a bit of an English history lesson with Lord Mouse and the Calypso Cats and the story of Edward VIII. But our last word goes to Cesare Pavese, an Italian poet, critic, novelist, and translator, who said, "Every luxury must be paid for, and everything is a luxury, starting with being in the world."
It's love, love alone, cost in Edward to leave the throne. It's love, love alone, cost in Edward to leave the throne. I know King Edward was noble and great, but his love did cause him to abdicate. It's love, love alone, cost in Edward to leave the throne. And he got the money, and he got the talk, and the fancy walk, just to suit New York. It's love, love alone, cost in Edward to leave the throne. You can take my throne, you can take me crown, believe me, missing to true renown. It's love, love alone, cost in Edward to leave the throne. Come a reel, come a roll up on me mind, I can't leave me some son behind. It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave a throne. If a plane and a ship don't carry me free, gonna walk me Simpson across the sea. It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave a throne. On the 10th of December you heard the talk, when he gave the throne to the Duke of York. It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne. Love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne. It's love,
it's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne.
And Baldwin went to break down his stand, he said, "I'm giving up with my government." It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne. Now he's a victim of circumstance, and now they live in the south of France. It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne. Church bell ring, and he said, "Good luck to that bachelor king." It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne. It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne. It's love, love alone, costing Edward to leave the throne.
Calcopyrite Communications.